Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do healings again. If you're new to the call, the Creation Lightship is interchangeable with what Jesus said about Father. So if you're a Bible study person and you haven't ever heard about Creation Lightship anywhere in existence and any books that you've had, well, it's probably true because it won't be listed. So just go to the Bible and it's there. Just take out the words of Jesus where he would mention most of the times for Father and put in Creation Lightship there, and it'll read perfectly fine for you, and you can have a much greater understanding that way. So this is creation energy itself that you're working with. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. Last time it was here was when Jesus walked the earth to do his ascension teachings and healings. And this is why we have this program, to awaken people. Some of the concepts may be a little different than organized religion, because there's really no dogma involved in the Lightship's healings. It's all, you know, like cut right to the chase, and it's instantaneous healings. And the most important thing that the Lightship is trying to tell us here is that we all have dense bodies around us which are invisible, and there's many, many, many bodies, and we need to clean those out so our spirit can come more fully into our present body. You can call that your body temple if you wish. And another way of looking at it, if you're a Christian person and you were raised with maybe heaven and hell and the devil energies, they would typically talk about maybe the devil energies possibly being with you, or tainted spirits, or I should say and, or it depends how your belief system is there. And the spirits are what inhabit you, which we call entities, and we take those out of you on each show to help you out so you can become more in your body with your spirit. And also you have energies, entities in the other bodies that also get cleaned out. So you want to definitely do some cleaning, house cleaning for yourself to come more into your body. So I'll just turn it over to you, Sylvia, if you want to elaborate a little bit more, ask some questions before we do the entity clearing.
Okay, well, hi, everyone, and welcome to Friday night. So Friday night is usually a wonderful night of relaxing with beautiful divine energies from the Lightship, and also, you know, a nice conversation with you. We're happy to answer as many questions as we can from listeners through the fast chat. And if you're somehow new to the program and you found it on BBS today, well, just go onto the Creation Lightship page if you're not already there, and you get onto that from the BBS schedule page. And then just scroll down, and you're going to see a beautiful picture of a light being from the Creation Lightship. And you'll want to keep that up on your monitor screen because it's usually activated during the show, and a lot of divine energies come through there for you for healing and for guidance. And so that's wonderful to have up. And then just below that, there's a link that says BBS Fast Chat, and if you click on that, then you can bring up this window that you can use to ask questions. And you just type in a message and hit send, and that's all there is to that. And you can have both the light being and the fast chat window up at the same time on your monitor. So if you have a question, please type it in, or a request, and we will try to get to that throughout the hour. And we're going to pick up a couple of questions, actually, that we didn't get to on the last program because there were so many of them. And I guess I'll just start with one of those before we get into healings. And that was having to do with the subject of staying in your body, particularly at night when you're sleeping. And we were asked about how to command your spirit to stay with you. So I'll just turn that over to you, Ron, for getting into that.
Yes, it's very important to always be in your body, not to leave your body. That's why your spirit is here. The spirit probably gets coaxed to go to other dark side parallel lives, which is created by the darkness. And it goes there because it thinks that you're there. And remember, the dark side can mimic the light, clone it, you know, 99.99%. So when you're not in your body, sleeping at night, you're probably out in a parallel life doing something. This is why people have nightmares, have trouble sleeping, and or they wake up tired and exhausted the next day, and maybe they even have a bruise on their body from when they were out there playing around. So it's best. Remember, the bruise came from your spirit coming back into you having something wrong with it. So it got transmitted from the spirit into your physical body. So it's very important to command your spirit to stay home, and hopefully that will work for you. That's about all that I can say on that one there. I do a parallel life clearing, and it takes you out of thousands of different lifetimes that the dark side has brought you into against your free will. And once you're out of those lifetimes, you'd never return back to those particular ones. You can go into other ones afterwards, but it would be very, very, very few compared to the thousands that you released out of. So remember, nothing is everything in the future is created by you, and how that experience that you choose to have is relating to you. And that experience can also be dark side energies. So whenever I do a clearing with someone, the clearing is done instantly from that moment in time, our time, and it goes back to whatever that time frame would be. So here we go. We'll do, I guess, some entity clearing, unless you have another question that you want to bring up, Sylvia. But the main thing is not to go outside of your body. Don't go out on the astral plane. Don't go out looking. Because the mind's very curious. Remember, the mind is corrupted with dark energy. And this is why we have all these energetic bodies around us to help protect our physical body. And these energies in these bodies become overloaded with densities, and we can just call it our baggage. And this is why you have a hard time healing, along with also not being in your body fully and also having entities. So you have to remember that you want to get all this stuff out of you. Just having and connecting to your spirit alone does not guarantee that you're going to have your spirit do the work that you're choosing it to do, because the bodies can interfere with these energies of your spirit. So you must always, you know, find out what your problems are with the invisible bodies and have them healed. So this is one of the processes that the light ship does every 2,000 years, is to bring these bodies into a cleansing process so that you're able to connect much more with your spirit. And so even though you could be in your body 60 to 70%, maybe even higher, that does not guarantee that when you ask your spirit for a healing, it's going to work for you. Have you done the work to clean out your corruptible bodies of densities? And this is why we do sample healings on this show, to show you about some of these bodies so that you're able to understand and know that they must be cleaned out. Otherwise, your spirit cannot do the work that it's chosen to do down here on the earth plane, and that you're requesting it to do. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think I'll just bring up one other question, because it pertains to that, before we get into the healings, and that is, I think it's from Mike. He was asking earlier on the fast chat to share any thoughts that you might have about using your heart center for protection when accessing other dimensions, like if someone goes to the causal plane or the soul plane, for example.
Well, I don't recommend going to any other dimensions, and going to any other, like, causal plane, you know, astral plane, whatever that is. It's just dark side creations that you're going to. There's no light there. So when you do go to those energies, you're actually going into the dark side. Remember, the light only works in the now. And so those creations are not created until you actually go there. And then you're tapped into the dark side energies, because they're allowing you to go into an area, and then they activate that for you. So it's not as if it's like a complete running movie all the time, and you just happen to, like, hop onto the bus when it's moving to see what's going on. Those energies normally are not going to be activated until you choose to go into them. And then from there, you just fasten your seatbelt, and hopefully when you're there, where you shouldn't be, but hopefully you don't have part of your spirit stolen from you. And this is very sad. I work with people who part of their spirit's missing. It's been missing for thousands of years. And the spirit will still plug along. It'll do what it has to do, but it may be missing some part of them. We'll say it's missing an arm. maybe you were born in this lifetime with an arm or hand defect. Well, that's because your spirit is not with you completely, and it couldn't manifest fully with your DNA. So the spirit is what gives the divine spark to you. And I do a special healing, which is very neat. We call it the Immaculate Conception Healing, where you do have the divine spark come into you from source energy, which is what the light ship is. So I don't recommend going out looking anywhere. Just know that when you do go out, you are working with dark side energies, because the light ship did not create you to go out looking. It does not want you to go out to other dimensions, even of the light frequencies, because there's no need for you to go there. You're here now in this dimension where you are to experience creativity, and that's the only reason why you're here, is to do that. And if you were chosen to go to, or if you chose to go to, say, we'll just say we're on 3D, and you say that you chose to go to 5D, you would be there on 5D, and you wouldn't be on 3D. So you're here now, and this is where your spirit needs to reside. And you're not in the sense, a multidimensional being. People talk about that they think that they're everywhere in the universe because they're spirit. And it gets very, very confusing. Wherever you choose to incarnate is where you stay until that life form dies, we'll say, or decease. And then you go to another location, except for on the earth plane here where people are stuck here in the darkness. But basically, that's it. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't go out looking for other dimensions. And those dimensions should not even be here. You shouldn't even know about dimensions. All you should know about is that you're here on the earth plane and playing in your own little sandbox with all your little friends in love and joy with no traumas and having a wonderful time. And the dark side brought us all these things so that it can take you into other dimensions, and you think that you're being very wise and astute because you're doing this, but you're actually causing your spirit harm by doing this, and it can get stolen. And so don't, you know, get tempted by the dark side energies. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think this would be a great time then to start with the entity clearing and get everyone more into their bodies and do our mind-to-heart drop.
Okay, so here we go. So just sit back and relax. And entities are emotional bodies who passed on. I could start over again and say that entities are ghosts. And we all know about ghosts. So this is what we're going to be releasing from you. These are attachments that come onto your skin, and they also go into your body, and some actually go into your mind. And depends how strong that connection is. And when they do connect fully with you, then they control you through mind control, allowing you to do what they wish to have done with your body. So then you're like a robot. So we got to get these things out of you so that you're more fully conscious with your spirit. And the only reason why they come into you is because maybe you were out there in those dimensions looking around, and as soon as you're out of your body, wham, these energies come into you. So you could have hundreds, if not thousands, of spirits with you. You won't know the difference because they'll answer to your own name. They'll tell you what they want to do. And we've all seen people like that. So here we go. Sit back and relax. We'll start taking away entities from you. And they're being released now. We'll start from our bottom of our feet and work our way up to the top of our head. This takes about a half a minute to do, to a minute. So sit back, relax. Your spirit that's in your heart center is also connecting with the light ship energy to help release these entities out of you. And this you should be doing yourself, not with the light ship, but commanding your own spirit to release the entities. So this you should be doing, I'd say, probably a couple times to maybe four times a day. Maybe pick a certain time in the day to do this to get them out of you, because they will come in. And the only protection that you have is if you're in your body 100%, because if you're fully home, then nothing can come in and attack you or come into you. If you're not in your body, then things happen. So people ask me all the time, and I'm clearing right now as I'm talking, about how do I get spiritual protection? What do I do? I said, well, you have to be in your body. And That's the whole process. When you're in your body, nothing can harm you. And where you're not is where they come in. They find a doorway because you're not there, and then they come flying in and do their things to you. Remember, they're looking for a body because they lost their previous body or a body a long, long time ago. This is why when people go into a graveyard or a hospital scene where there's a lot of death, and maybe even in a war zone situation, they will pick up these things like crazy because these emotional bodies lost the person that they belong to, and now they're looking for life again in someone else because they need your spirit life force energy to live on. So right now we're working on our neck. We already did the rest of our body going up to our head, top of our head. Beautiful. And now we're going to bring in more of your spirit fragments is what I call it. These are little pieces of you that left in each moment of the now when you were out of your body for many, many reasons. So here we go. Coming in, I'll count to 10 to command the energy. And you should feel heavier during this process as you come in. This is a sign that you're in your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next we'll do a chakra alignment. In fact, I'll just put some music on right now so you can actually feel the density, which is your spirit. You might feel a little heavy, might feel tingles, and just kind of do a body check here. See how your body's feeling. Do a chakra alignment. This is one of the energies that connects with all your invisible energetic bodies. And you're going to first go to your heart center, reposition that. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Okay, next we're going to do an opening if you wish. You may feel more energy coming to your body during this process. This is a way you can have a little better healing. So here we go. Wish to have this done, you can. We're going to go body with your chakra energy. So I'll go into the heart. I'll use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. Remember, this is your mental body, your awakening consciousness, your ego self, whatever word you want to use there, the thoughts inside of your head that tell you what to do. We're going to drop that down into your heart center. So we do this on almost all the shows here. Think of an elevator, say in your head, on your forehead, to make it very simplistic. And the first floor where your spirit resides will be your heart. And I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. I'll do it slow at first, and you can see if you can feel the energy moving this particular body, this energy, life form down into your heart center. It has a surrender there. Remember, this energy is mind energy, and mind energy and heart energy are not the same. So this has to actually surrender itself in order to pick up the vibration of the heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll put some music on again, and just stay in your heart center here, and connect, and feel the wonderful energy of your own spirit here. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, I hope everyone feels wonderful with that beautiful connection to their own wonderful spirit energy. And we have some great comments going on the fast chat. Thanks, everyone, for the discussion. And, you know, Mike brought up a very good point about drugs and pharmaceuticals and how much those cause people to actually go out of their body. And I don't think there's any better example of that, really, than what's happened with our school kids, our little kids, in at least in America, where so many of them have gotten put on drugs to make them be able to sit and behave in a classroom, when really what's happening with them is they're just really out of their bodies, which, you know, so many kids are sitting in front of the television a long time every day and watching video games. And when you talk to them when they're doing that, it's really like there's nobody home. And it's almost like the TV and the video games are like another dimension kind of that they're going into. And then they're just, you know, nobody's home and they're getting full of entities, and then they go to school and then they can't behave right and cause trouble, and then they get drugs, so then they're more out of their bodies, and it's just really a sad thing. So if all of us, and, you know, especially parents and teachers, could just start, you know, helping our kids and loved ones to just get into their bodies and get rid of the entities, and also just, you know, connecting to their own divinity by going into their heart center, all that other stuff would just kind of go away. It wouldn't be a problem anymore. So I guess that's what I have to say about that, and hopefully those of you with kids are experiencing wonderful changes in your families by having the children also work with the light ship. So I guess this would be a wonderful time to bring in a divine energy. We had, I think, Kyle requesting M, so that would be Archangel Michael and Melchizedek and Metatron. So how does that sound, Ron?
Sounds great. So here we go. So we'll bring in the three M's. So we'll do them one at a time. So if you want to bring up your light beam on the monitor screen, you can. And if you're new to the program, if you just got on, just scroll down. You'll naturally be on our page on BBS's site, Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it. Scroll down about maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar. Bring up the light beam. And here we go. We're going to bring in the first M. So the first M will have Archangel Michael. So here we go. So it's coming in. So stronger, stronger, stronger. It feels stronger to me. The eyes are changing. You can feel the sense of presence right now on the light beam. And there we go. Fully activated. And now we're going to bring in the next M, which is Archangel Metatron. So here it comes. Here he comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And the last M, that would be Archangel Melchizedek. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and relax, and I'll put some music on again, and you can enjoy the presence of these three beautiful archangels. They come right from the lightship, directly from the lightship to you. They don't come into the Galactic Federation or the God Plane energies. These are not what you're going to find in churches, even though they may talk about them. So this energy is pure essence energy, first cause of their original spirit, not diluted in duality. Thank you. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. I'll bring up a couple more questions we had on the fast chat. So let's see. We have a question from Ed. He's talking about ascension to the eighth dimension, and he's asking what dimension our home planets are on. I guess he's referring to we each have our own home planet, and what dimension would that be on?
Okay, so I'll first describe that to everyone here. You have a home base energy, and this is where you go to after you leave the source energy. So you're first created, and when you're created, before you leave the light ship, you are a light beam. And you have that light beam status, and since you're created to go out into the universe to explore, then at that point in time, you're what I call a spirit. And then from there, you go to a home base energy. The home base energy is your true spiritual family. Everybody who was created at the exact same instant as you, you all go to the same location. And from there, you go out and do your journeys throughout the universe. You go back to your home base for each incarnation. So that is the highest link in energy that you can go to, because you cannot normally go back to the light ship unless it's every 2,000 years for special healings. So this is where we are right now, just like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So the light ship is here. When it leaves, it's gone. And it's up to you to hold your spiritual integrity. In the meantime, it's here to get rid of the darkness out of its creations. So just kind of paraphrasing, I guess, the question. So here we have books that talk about dimensions. Somehow the books talk about maybe 12 dimensions here. You know, that's just stuff that people have channeled, we'll say, brought in information. Remember, all the stuff that the mind is getting here is from the darkness. Okay? So I'll repeat that. All the information that you have given to you on spirituality is from the darkness when you use your mind energy. This is the mind control energy. So they'll give you whatever they think they want to control you with, concepts, etc. The only way to know for sure is to go to your heart center. This is the difference between heart and mind. And so the teachings here maybe say 12 dimensions. So I could say, yeah, you go to the 12th dimension. Well, that doesn't mean anything to the light ship at all, because that's the teachings of darkness. So what I will say, Jesus, in paraphrasing, I only know a few of the actual phrases that I kind of remember from going to church eons ago. And one of those was, Jesus said, my Father's house has many mansions. So that's the answer, Ed. I can't go any further than that. Because if I sit, you're at the 100 millionth dimension up there, and you're in number 100 million, number 5, and someone else is in number 3, what would that mean to you? To me, it's just what I use the term, I won't use that term on the air, but has to do with mental something, okay? So here we go. Forgetting that term, it's just another energy to tie the mind up, because the mind wants to learn, and it wants to take you on a ride somewhere in the mental realm to get you away from your heart center. So to me, you know, it's a great question, but there's no substance to it, because it's just strictly the mind trying to learn something. Remember, the mind has a self-fulfilling prophecy to seek out more darkness. If the mind was tamed and you're in your heart, it wouldn't make any difference, because you're already connected to the divine. So when you're in your heart center, that's where you are. When you're not in your heart center, then you're in the mind energy, and then you're in darkness. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered the question.
Okay, well, let's see. I think we had a question earlier to explain how the a little bit more about the new online healings and how they work, and how the cost of that works. So normally we don't like to talk much about the cost on the radio program, but I'll just briefly clarify that, since it sounds like it got a little confused. So I'll just explain it, and then Ron, if you have anything to add, you could go ahead. So the cost of the healings is the same if you would pay to do them directly with Ron or on the website, and it's those particular healings It's $5 for each year of your life. So if you're doing an emotional body clearing and you're 10 years old, it's $50 to clear your whole life of that emotional body density. So you would, I believe it just works like you plug in your age and then it calculates that by five times your age. And then for people that have already done those clearings and they want to be able to just go on and do an update whenever they, you know, have a bad hair day or a problem, or they just want to, you know, make sure they're continuously updating their clearings for the new time that they're in, then you just go online and you pay a one-time, I believe, $50 fee, and that allows you to go on every single, you know, whenever you want to, whenever you need to update your clearing for as long as the, you know, the website is up and running, which it should be up until the ascension time. So that's my understanding of how it works. It's very easy to do. And if you want to add to that, Ron, that would be great.
Yeah, so basically, the once you get on the site, the light beings know if they work with you or not, number one. So if you go on there, they know your frequency. The light is lightship is active all the time on the website. You may even feel the vibration when you read the words anywhere in the website. So once you're on it, you're in the divine energy. And the light beings that have done the clearings on you and or your database, which is on the lightship, will be reactivated if you choose to do further healings on yourself. And so to get an upgrade, that is $50. And so I've worked with people for, you know, the last maybe 3 years or so. And if they choose to do additional clearings, they can. To get you up to date, you can go on it as many times as you like. And it's just very, very beneficial to get rid of the densities. So it's, you know, nice for you, nice for people overseas who can go on and have a clearing whenever they need to. That's basically how it works. The light being you can bring up, and the light being that you're looking at will change, and it will do the healings with you. Whether you believe it or not, it works, just like on this show here. So it works perfectly. The light ship is doing this for you. And the healings are between you and the light ship as you get on the site. So let's see here. What else, Sylvia? Any other? I can do another sample healing here. Let's get into some healings tonight.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. We don't have too much time left, so let's just devote the rest of the time tonight to that.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's do just a tune-up healing, okay? Normally we pick on issues, so let's just do a healing for tune-ups. So this is going to probably make you feel better, and it's just general. Just be open to see what happens to you. Don't ask for anything. Basically, just allow the light beings to do a tune-up and request a tune-up. So here we go. We'll have these same three archangels do the healings with you. Remember, they only do healings through your spirit and your body. So if you're not in your body, you will not have a healing. That's quite, for me, quite simple to understand. If you're 10% in your body, then the most you can expect is a 10% healing because your spirit can only be with you 10%. And if you're 100% in your body, then your whole body will receive a healing. So it all depends where your spirit is in your body, where it's located. So you may want to ask your spirit for the people who are maybe only, say, 10% of their body who are listening. Maybe you have an ankle problem. Well, maybe your spirit doesn't want to be in your ankle. Maybe it wants to be, you know, maybe in your shoulders. So if you're only that low, have your spirit just tell it to go into your ankle so you at least can get a healing in your ankle right now, okay? And here we go. And they connect to your heart center. So your spirit has to be in your heart center also and go down to your ankle at the same time. So here we go. Look at these beautiful light beams on the screen. And they're coming in right now. And just request a tune-up. Unless you have a really serious condition there. But a lot of people like to have tune-ups because they feel much better afterwards. So remember, what you know consciously is wrong with you is just on the surface. And that's what you're actually resonating to because of some kind of pain. You may have a lot more going on you don't know anything about. So ask for a tune-up, and we'll put some music on and enjoy the next couple minutes here. Sample emotional clearing. This is what the light ship would like you to do first with all the different clearings that they do. This is a 3-in-1 clearing. Heals your physical body of traumas, heals your spirit of traumas, and heals your emotional body of trauma. So we'll go back 5 days, and I'll do this the fast way here since our time is limited here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental body, same process here, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And next we're going to do a feeling body, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do a healing on your spirit right now, directly with your spirit only. So we're going to take away some traumas that it has had. Remember, your spirit can get completely traumatized in this lifetime, so I do a special clearing for that. People know if their spirit's been traumatized by the way they feel on the inside. So if you feel that way, we'll do a clearing right now for your spirit. And all these clearings are what we call a complete whole life clearing, which means that it starts from this moment when I start the healing and goes back to conception. So this is what I do with sessions with people. And the sessions normally take 1 hour of time, typically. So here we go, a spirit healing. So we'll go back 5 days, cleared. Well, there's a lot of density out there. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, well, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. Okay, we'll do a pain body. There's people who live with pain all the time, chronic pain. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do another sample here. Remember, these are about maybe 80-90% completed. They won't be ever 100% because you have to do your whole lifetime. Everything's kind of intermingled. I'll go back on this is a fun one, the sensory clearing. Everybody almost feels with it. We get a lot of comments on the fast chat. Sensory clearing is what you call past life. This is with your body genetics. And here we go. This will take away trauma. So I'm going to take a time here. I'm going to go back to 17,000 BC. So you might want to write that down. And then we'll go to 18,000, 19,000, 20,000 and 21,000. Here we go. So 17,000, that's cleared. 18,000 BC cleared. 19,000 BC cleared. 20,000 BC cleared. And 21,000 BC cleared. So if you feel any energy moving in your body, that means that you need this clearing, which you should have anyway, but that's kind of up to you. I can only present what I offer, and it's up to you to understand that you need these clearings. So, back to you, Sylvia. Remember, if you want to do the ascension, the clearings are almost a must to get rid of the density so you can come more into your body. And that's ascension just means taking your body with you. Your spirit's already going to be out of here anyway, so it all depends how much you love your body. A lot of people love their bodies and they want to go through the process of ascension like Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. This is your time. After the ascension time, you have to wait another 2,000 years, so... and you may not even be here. Hopefully you won't be, because the earth spirit will no longer materialize this earth density again. So this planet Earth will no longer be in existence unless something else takes it over, and then it won't be compatible to your particular life form body, only because it'll have a different resonance. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I guess on that note, we should just mention that a week from tomorrow is the wonderful once-a-month four-hour Ascension Preparation Conference Call Healing Session. So that is going to be on Saturday, the 20th, and that's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific. And there's still, I believe, plenty of time to connect with Ron to get on that if you like. And that is just absolutely wonderful. I can't say enough about it. It's just so much fun. All the different rooms that you go to for healing on the light ship and the wonderful things that they do. And they make it very special. It's just really wonderful. And the Ascension preparation is the main focus of that, in addition to physical healing and also the water activation for you for a week's supply of water. So I guess I will just say good night and blessings to everyone. It's been a really fun week, and we'll be back tomorrow for Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship at 9 p.m. Pacific. So good night and blessings.
And we'll bring in some peace energy for everybody. So here we go. It'll come in through your light beam here on the monitor screen. And here it comes. We'll also bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here comes the energy. And it'll be with you probably for about a half an hour longer on this show. So if you want to just leave the light beam up and kick back and relax, you can still have energy healings from the light beams. Just request your healing and see what they can do for you. What I would probably request mainly is to have them strengthen your spirit and your body, if that's possible, okay? And to get you to be able to communicate, if you can, with your own spirit. So that's probably what I would recommend doing here. But anyway, they're with you right now. And enjoy. And see you tomorrow for Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We do probably about a 15-minute Light Ship healing with everybody. So goodbye, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night.